The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us.
Well, before reaching into your bag of tricks, Connor, I want to wish you a happy birthday today. And myself and the listeners are all going to sing to you happy birthday.
Oh, you don't have to sing.
I'm going to break everybody's ears singing happy birthday. Happy birthday. special.
It's always the awkward, birthday. Like if you go out to dinner or something, like everyone sings. I don't know a lot of people that actually enjoy that moment.
Well, it depends. Your Mexican restaurant, they bring a big...
That's true. That's pretty fun. Yep.
Or, you know,
the one in Brewster, if you live around here, you'll know it. Actually, people travel pretty far to go there now. Las Mañanitas is a good one. Good restaurant.
Is that the one mariachi band?
Yeah. Yeah. The food's really good. Service really good. And they'll do a mariachi band for your
born, right before millennial, October 12th, 1999, mm-hmm. Two and a half months away from the turn of a new century and millennium for that matter. So happy birthday, Connor.
Yankees win the World Series that year.
In 2000?
1999.
They did, I think. It's so hard being a Yankee fan with 29 trophies or
27.
Okay, that's another story. Well, yeah, the Yankees won eliminated this week, this past week, so no birthday present for you with the Yankees, but happy birthday to you. Number 26, and the world is your oyster. Thank so you. This is really interesting. We always do week in review, and for this past week, we can almost write off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, kind of like snore, and Friday, fireworks, something we haven't seen really since April, and I'll let you attack that since you're the birthday boy. What happened this week, or should say, what happened this Friday?
Because that happened this Friday. Yeah, it was like the first week in a really long time. If you listen often, the tune is going to change. Yeah, it was pretty rough out there. I think we gave back like 20 days worth of gains. So the S&P fell almost 3%. The Nasdaq fell about 3.5% in one day. And it was Trump tweeting about tariffs and back the T war is back, which no one likes, and talking about China and saying China's being aggressive or bothering him or whatever exactly he said. So that was a sell and ask, sell now and ask questions later moment
in mass.
Yeah,
I mean, that's our worst day I think we had since some day in April, but mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something we always talk about on the show, like risk happens fast. And you say those words and that's exactly what happened again. Like, and that's why we always say when the markets are higher, you take incremental profits, markets lower, you do some incremental buying. Again, not trying to time the market, obviously, but it does come back to the old Wall Street saying, I'll let you do this one, Connor, escalators and elevators. How does mm-hmm. that apply to what happened what happened on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, basically, in the first sentence, I said we gave back 20 days worth of gains. I know there's not 20 trading days, but 20 days have passed, a few weeks, and all in one swoop, one day. And actually,
within a full day,
5 hours. Exactly. So that's definitely the escalator, elevator effect.
Markets go up, wave escalator. June statements look good. July statements look good. Escalator keeps going. August looks good. September looks good.
Maybe last week or the week before about the sides of the boat? Right.
Yeah. Everybody's on one side of the
bottleneck. Everyone's running away from the door or the fire. Like it's exactly the effect that happened today.
And it's tough to get like off the escalator either.
And like we have a crystal ball. No, but like it's just everyone's so bowled up. Like I go on Twitter, everyone's posting their screenshots of their gains. And I do take note
that
of
that. That gets
this
a little
stuff.
Frothy, right? When people start
you know,
their
like
accounts online.
Your friend said they made all this money on this. Like it's just the Wendy's driver may talk to you about the stock they picked and made money or whoever. It's just. Not
too supposed to be easy, right? The market's supposed to be like a Bronco.
Yeah.
And we get reminded on Fridays. And again, by the way, the fundamentals still is very strong. It's, you know, who knows what's going to happen, you know, next week, if there's still going to be China, US, if there's supposed to be a summit together, whether that's going to happen or not. There's a lot of degrees of uncertainty. So it's going to take some time to go through. But it's also not a surprise. Something was going to make this market move. And you never know when. And that's why you're kind of like a squirrel. You run around, take some profits a little bit here, a little bit there. When we have strong markets, be ready to deploy those, so to speak. But again, we don't know. Again, these are two strong personalities going at each other, a prize fight, so to speak. So we'll see what happens. But again, it does remind us that risk happens fast, escalator, elevators. And if you want to chime in any cliche, please.
Yeah, that is what it is. And you'll have to see how you like digest next week, you know, technical levels, you could find support, whatever, but usually there's like some type of ABC correction. I think we'll have lower lows than we did today, to be honest.
It's usually not one and done, especially with, you know, the banter back and forth, the talk back and forth, the selling begets more selling, and, you know, all those things are true. So, yeah, we would suspect that we'd have a couple of weeks. It takes a while after having a nice long run like this. Having, again, people say just one day. Yeah, that's all it could take. One day to crack the confidence for some time, the uncertainty about trade and tariff, and it could be several weeks, you know, before things start stabilizing. We'll be back right after these messages.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Ken's book for a long time, but maybe you weren't close to retirement. That kept you from calling. If you plan to retire in 2025 or within the next few years, pick up the phone and call today to get your copy of Ken Mahoney's book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire, to see if you are on course or off course. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. The book is free for the first 20 callers. You know, Ken has developed a GPS for your retirement to help you see where you are at and has helped hundreds of people plan for retirement. I've read the book, found it insightful. You should too. 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. The first 20 callers get the book for free. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. Each chapter builds on one another to put you and your loved ones in a better position financially. Here we go for the first 20 callers right now. Call 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101 for Ken Mahoney's book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time. 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, you know, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the Mike Bennett Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bale Show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here, right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling Mahoney, MahoneyGPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week, so our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of. We put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign up for a newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening. Unless it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com.
Okay, right before the break, you spoke about, well, actually, Connor's birthday boy, and Friday was no gift to you. Sorry about that, Connor. Was it NASDAQ was down 700-something? The Dow was down 700 points or something like that. So it's almost 800 points. So it was a doozy. But again, there's always things to learn about it. Yep. I think the fundamentals are still strong. This is what right now at the moment is a technical correction. As Connor said, too many people are one side of the boat, not enough people on the other side of the boat.
They're getting this, the other side, and so forth.
Yeah, yeah. And markets are bronco. It really is. It's not supposed to be easy. It is easy at times, like the spurts we've had summer and September. September said seasonality wasn't supposed to be as strong, and it was. October's not supposed to be. Remember, October's spooky. Let's call it what it is. 1987 stock market crash. The 1929 stock market crash. October 8th, 2008 was the most volatile day in the history of the markets. So I don't know. All these things happen in October. So maybe it is spooky. Maybe the end of the month with Halloween and ghosts and goblins. I don't know, Connor. You tell me. You tell us.
Yeah. It is spooky. Yeah, the seasonality definitely, it's finally, I guess, coming into play. It's like we always say, I think we talked about it before, like it's not exact, but it does provide you some type of roadmap. We definitely defied it in September, but October usually is a little, can be sketchy or see some downside, and we're getting it now. I'm going to try to find some of the stats in the interim while you're talking or while we're talking. So S&P has been up 15 in the last 17 October monthly expirations, but that doesn't mean much at this moment. We'll have to see.
Right.
But yeah, usually September, so October.
Right. And then looking ahead, we have earnings coming out this week. I think the banks are coming up. A couple of weeks from now, we'll have all the big ones, Apple and Microsoft, all the ones that are kind of moving the market. We'll see where the market is that time. If it's still kind of on its, you know, kind of pulling back a little bit, maybe earnings will give it a little, you know, trade to the upside. We'll see. We'll watch all. But again, most of the, we want investors to be longer term anyway. But certainly these are, you know, pretty big moves when they happen. Been doing this a long time. How many years? Well, I've been doing this 36 years, kind of, in dog's life. How many years have I been doing this?
I think we're up to like 207 or something like that.
What's the math? 207 years. Okay. So I've seen this movie before. I know how it works out. This is a pop down Friday and just come snapping right back. Usually not. Usually you have to kind of go with some pain along the way. But hopefully you prepared. You've been listening to us about rebalancing and taking some shekels off when things are going well and reinvesting and knowing that escalators and elevators do happen. All right. So what's the first question of the week that does not begin with the week in review?
Sure. Yeah, the week in review sometimes. It could take a whole third of
Yeah. This. Well, because we try to tie into the concepts we're trying to share.
Of course. Okay. So what is portfolio rebalancing? This is a good one. And what are your thoughts on it? And, you know, funny enough, if you rebalance your portfolio at the end of September, that would have worked out pretty good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to let you answer this one, Connor.
Yeah, so usually a quarter, like a rebalance happens like every quarter. So the end of the quarter, there'll be some like selling or, so say your allocation was supposed to be like 60% stocks, 10% fixed income, 30% bonds. Not to say that is what it should be. But over the quarter, that'll start to shift based on the market values. So say the market did pretty good that quarter. You'll notice that maybe the stocks inch up to like 67%. And then so you'd have to sell and kind of balance the equation back out to get back to 60% for that quarter ending. And that, like I said, that could work out pretty good sometimes. Maybe not amazing at others, but it's supposed to keep your allocation in check. So
right.
It doesn't
yeah, there's a lot of institutions that do
the strategy.
I don't subscribe to it necessarily because I don't want to be so dogmatic that March 31st, June 30th, September 31st, you know, because sometimes in between the quarter, there's a huge adjustment, right? Let's say middle of October and we don't resolve this with China and the market's sputtering, like, okay, do you wait to December 31st to rebalance? No. If you get an opportunity where the numbers look like, and there's a lot of tools that we use. Again, there's no exact one that works every time. But you know what I'm saying? That to me, that's one of the best ways is that you don't like the automatic. It does give discipline. For some people, it works. I kind of like the idea that, hey, somewhere in the quarter, you're going to have a really good upside or downside and then rebalance and compensate for that. All right, birthday boy. What else? It's Connor Mahoney's birthday. Do we sing "Happy Birthday"?
You're supposed to do that at the beginning.
You're such a cute baby, by
don't
the
do
way.
It at all.
Like, I know people are gonna be
yeah.
like, "Oh, no." I want to say this before we go to our next question.
Hair.
So, Ken, you had you had this little blonde curly hair,
mm-hmm.
and I remember going to the mall with you, like, Jefferson Valley Mall. We'd go to or the malls in White Plains. And seriously, some people come up with grandma's like, "Can I just touch your hair?" Do you remember that, Connor?
That's yeah, pretty funny. Yeah.
You do? Okay, good. All right, so listeners really needed to know that. I don't know how that's going to help me become better investors, but I just had a flashback I wanted to share with you, Connor, in our listening rooms. Okay, so we got like 30 seconds before we start our last segment. But let's start with the question and we'll answer okay. right after the break.
We never asked this one on the show. So what's your biggest financial mistake to avoid? What is Ken's number
mistake
one?
Mistake to avoid, and tune in right after these messages and we'll say, what is the biggest mistake? We'll be right back. Yeah, cliffhanger. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. You may have heard me talk about it before. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, AI, Gaza, Strip, trade, tariffs. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? How about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back together like your mother or father's retirement was. The first 10 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101 until the book runs out. Now, this is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and not filled with financial jargon to just confuse you even more. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday morning here on WHUD, it's a perfect companion to what he covers. Take control of what you can control and call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. One last time, 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you for the work that you do. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning, right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike Bennett Show. It's in around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home. Yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern Charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Okay, right before the break, you teased me and the audience the biggest mistake investors make.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with, and I would want to definitely want to hear yours. Feels like a family feud.
I said, what's the biggest financial mistake in general, I think.
Oh, financial mistake. Okay.
Yeah.
So but I was going to go kind of like a lack of a plan. Just, you know, not having a plan, just kind of winging it. Next thing, your portfolio has one stock that's like 50% and owns just one thing. And there's really no discipline. There's really no goal. There's really no cohesive strategy, you know. So I get it. I guess I fall in the category of not planning. How's that? That's my answer. No,
it is. That is definitely a mistake.
What do you have? I'm kind of curious. I'm just trying to think what you would come up with.
Yeah, I think for me,
yeah,
I had two things in mind off the top of my head. One of them was probably debt. It'd be
too much debt. Yeah.
If you don't have to go into it, then don't. You know, sometimes we have clients who are like, they have, you know, a fair amount of money in retirement accounts, cash, And then they're like, oh, I just have some credit card debt. Like, I pay up like $10,000. Like, what? What? Like, you have the money.
You have $400,000 retirement.
This makes no sense. It's just like, that's just interest is smacking you every month. Like, if a couple hundred dollars, $300 a month.
Yeah, too much debt.
I don't get that. So if you don't have to have debt, then don't. And then I think our friend Keith kind of came up with this one. I thought it was pretty good. I think he more or less says, like, don't be – you should be more scared of, like, not investing than investing at all. I know some people right. I've talked to maybe are on the phone, prospective clients may call us or vice versa. And they were just like, I haven't invested since 2008. Like,
yeah.
Because they got scared, which
– We actually had someone like that this weekend.
I'm just like –
Yeah, I'm going to add to my list then.
Look how far we've come since then, percentage-wise. Exactly. I don't even know the return. It's insane. So I think it's scarier to just let your cash erode. And inflation is so high and bad, honestly, cumulatively in the last 5 years. It's pretty bad. So sitting in cash and hoping to save more cash is what is that? Penny-wise dollar –
Yeah,
what is that exact term?
Foolish. Yeah, and
yeah, that's how I feel that is to me. So you have to take some risk, and the risk has been rewarded for a long time.
Right. One of the risks is actually just trying to keep up, you know, waving the white flag and say, I made 3% and inflation is going at 4%. That's kind of like, that's a risk. And I was going to add another risk here. Panic at the wrong times. And again, it kind of goes back to my answer was, what's the biggest mistake? Not having a plan. Because if you have a plan, you plan for Fridays like we had. And markets like in 2022, and you know, but you don't panic. You only panic when you don't have a plan, it feels. And that's tough to panic and then give your shares to somebody else at a cheaper price. What's that Warren Buffett great quote about that? It's basically exchanging like the patient for the impatient. The money transfers from the impatient to the patient. I thought it was a great quote.
Mm.
He has a lot of great quotes. My gosh.
Yeah. No doubt.
All right. So what else do you have in your bag of tricks? Birthday boy.
Do you think there's a time where an adult, and you may have seen this, should consider selling home and renting and just moving to more like a assisted community or like a community with other people, maybe on one floor or something like that? We've seen that a fair bit. It's an interesting conversation.
Right. I'm going to let you run with it. You run with it first.
I don't know, because I'm 26 now. That wouldn't quite apply to me. But even my mom did mention that, you know, there's like stairs in the house, and I think she's 58, so 57. I was like, Mom, you're thinking a little too early for me, I think, to be going on one floor. But I was like, okay, that's an interesting thought. If you know, you have like even problems with like your knee or like your hip. So you never know. For some people,
Know. Yeah, and we do work through that. And I always try to make sure it's not just a financial decision. And I had actually a couple of conversations right around this topic. Do I stay home or do I go 55 and older? And I've known some clients who were at home and they just weren't seeing a lot of people. They felt kind of isolated. The husband passed away, let's say. And they went to 55 and older communities and some have raved about it. Now they're playing music. Now there's always events going on and they feel, you know, we're social animals, right? We're human beings. Most of us are social animals. You know, we want to be in contact. So I hear that story. Also, I hear the story though, people say, you know, I don't want that. I want my own privacy. I want to have my coffee in the backyard, in my sunroom. I think, you know, it's to each his own, but I hope it's not a financial decision. I always hope it's more of a decision that one wants to make because they want to, and they can have opportunities to meet with other people their age and have different programs like a lot of these places do. It's a tough one. And at the end of the day, I think it's not the children to decide, even though they're adult children, to decide what happens with mom and dad. Mom and dad, I feel, should make that decision. And then the kids should support that decision, because sometimes I feel the children kind of pushing and pulling their parents in different directions for that's convenient for them. No, it's their life. Let them decide where they should go.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, we're out of time, birthday boy.
Okay.
We can talk more about that. I'm sorry about that. But we wish you a very happy rest of the day. Birthday, Connor Mahoney, 26 years old on this day, October 12th. It's always my favorite time of the week is spending time with you, Connor, and our listening audience. Mm-hmm. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. now. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.